Okay, starting this podcast with a plea. I feel like I've made this plea before. Can't remember if it was on Facebook or it was on here. Does anyone know anyone in Coles that's high up on the food chain that sort of has some power? Be they in marketing, preferably in marketing, or anywhere, just anything. Does anyone know high-level Coles employees? Or someone at Coles that, no, like, second-hand connections are fine, but I feel like you really need... So, here's the deal. I have politely asked for Coles to reach out to me and just let's just have a simple conversation about Coles Minis that will be coming out in January. I believe, rumour has it, new set of Coles Minis coming out in January. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the whole Coles Minis drama, how dare you? I am the face, self-appointed, of Coles Minis. Now, here in Australia, Coles is a supermarket, one of the big ones, and they have brought out earlier in the year... No, what's today? October. I think it was like a couple of months ago. No, yeah, it finished in September, literally a month ago. January, March, August. Oh, God. Coles Minis. You spend $30, you collect a little packet of something, and inside it is a miniature product. And there's a folder, and there's 30 to collect. Right? Genius. It was so great. And I was obsessed with them. And I became so obsessed. I did some videos on them. I just, like, oh, my God. It consumed my life. So much so to the point that when I found out Coles were doing collections two, three, and potentially four, I decided that I wanted to be involved directly, not just an indirect involvement. I want full directive involvement into Coles Minis. Now, the second collection of this Coles Minis that's coming out in January, supposedly, according to a source, it's got to be locked in already. Production already has to be happening for these things. Like, they're living it pretty close to the edge if they haven't picked stuff. And here's what I asked Coles a month ago. I wanted them to say, "Hi, Christian, we see you, we see what you're doing. Come to the factory." That's what I wanted. Nothing. Oh, first of all, I wanted Coles to send me something like, "Here's a free Coles Mini." No, 2 million views on one video. I totaled. Yeah, I reckon I totaled 2.5 million views in total on Coles Minis. That is, outstanding. Well done, Christian. Right, I drove sales. Don't know that for a fact. All I wanted from Coles was an acknowledgement. Just something. A tweet. Something. Okay? No, I wouldn't settle with a tweet because I know it would be the social media person and I don't want a rando social media person just sending me a tweet. I want someone high level. And I got nothing for them. I said, "Coles, can you please send me something for free? Like, I literally have just done this for you. Please do something for me. I really want a full collection of Coles Minis." And they did not return my calls. They did not answer my they did answer my tweets. The social media person answered my tweets and pushed me to the marketing team. And the marketing team, well, I will say this out of a lovely respect for the marketing team, they dropped the ball. And I called them. They didn't return my call. I called them again. They did not return my call. Then I found out that there's a PR company that was PRing the Coles Minis. And so I contacted them. And the poor woman who I harassed said she was sending me some Coles Minis for my collection. Now, I lied and I told you that I got them. I did not get them. They never came. And I'm not saying it was the lady's fault who sent me them from the PR company, because she said to me, "Oh, look, we've given a lot away for PR. We've actually run out. And the folders had run out. They'd sold out of folders." So I was like, "That's okay. Can you just do it? Like, come on." She was like, "I've scrounged together some stuff. I'm sending it to you." And I gave her my PO box. I did not receive anything from her. No, I don't think she lied to me. I just think maybe she lied to me. Or Australia Post lost it, which I find hard to believe. As you can tell, very passionate. I then made a video that asked the people who follow me on YouTube to retweet a tweet that I made that said, "Hi, Coles. Hello. Lovely to see you. Still good to hear from you. P.S. I would really like to be involved in the upcoming new Coles Minis collection." And I told everyone to retweet it so they at least see it. Did I get a favourite? No! Oh, I'm yelling. Sorry. And the door's open. My balcony door to the rest of my neighbours is open. Did I get a retweet? No, I didn't get a goddamn retweet. really honing in my rage here, keeping myself under wraps. Did I get anything? Did I get anything from Coles? Oh my God, I'm so filled with rage. No, I didn't. I'm not angry at them. I just want them to say hello. And I want to have a conversation about why I can't have anything to do with their Coles Ministry. They can say, Christian, thanks for the videos. Unfortunately, legally, we can't. You're not allowed to be involved. And I'll go, get ready for some fellow. I'll go, fuck you. That's bullshit. I'll absolutely need to be involved. I'll pretend like I won't. I'll pretend like I'll be fine. Ugh, that's okay. Just thanks for reaching out to me. No. No. I will go to Woolworths and I will start Woolworths Minis. That's not a bad idea. Or, as I said before, I would love an IKEA Minis. A little wooden mini furniture that you have to build yourself. And there's pieces missing. Or an Aldi. Oh my God, kill for Aldi. Oh my God, Bunnings, Costco. There's so many potential opportunities. And I will happily go to a competitor and we can start our own minis collection. I'm very passionate about this. So nothing from Coles. No, oh, I don't know how. I'm so furious. I just want to do something. I just wanted to say, here, you can be the ambassador for this, I don't know, toothbrush that we're putting in. Like, I don't know. I just want to be the face of one of the minis. Oh, I don't know. What's a good mini? I saw New Zealand had released some and they had a little Glad wrap. That was cute. I really like the little Glad wrap. Or, I don't know, what's a packet? So I've already done potato gems as a Halloween costume, but that's already been done. What do I eat a lot of? Caramel? Kit Kat Gold. Oh, put in the Kit Kat Gold and I will be the face of the Kit Kat Gold mini. Then, what is it? And it can be like a rare one. No, it doesn't ever have to be a rare one. It just has to be one. I'm just really desperate to be involved. And if it's not in this collection in January, can it be in the next one? Please. That's why I need you to talk to someone who works in the head office at Coles. And they can just, like, come on. Please, I don't want any money for it. I want nothing. I want to do something with Coles Minis. And yes, people say I'm hurting the environment. But I'm enjoying it. Okay, I'm having a great time. The environment can just wait, can't it? It's been around for thousands of years. What's another 4 months? Okay, just for safety's sake, I don't believe that. I think we should really be making the Coles Minis out of wood or biodegradable plastic or paper or something. Honestly, I don't care. It can be made from carcinogenic, no, maybe not cancer-causing plastics, but just, I just love Coles Minis so much. They could be made of glass. It's really sharp and I cut myself all the time every time I handle the collection. I just love them. I love them so much. Okay, that was a 9-minute plea. I really could have condensed that into, hi, if you know someone at Coles, please forward them my email address. What's the email address I'm giving out? Just, I don't know. Look, if you know someone, you can just tweet me and I'll send you the email address you need. Anyway, the contact information is on my website, christian.hull. No, Jesus, I always get this wrong. christianhull.com.au. There's a contact button for business inquiries, okay? Contact my manager, Sarah. Hit her up. Please, I beg of you. Okay. Now on to something a little less frustrating. I went to the dentist properly for the first time in 10 years yesterday. I'd like to thank the team at Bond Street, who wonderfully... And look, I'm pretty open. I don't know if I should be open about endorsements and stuff. But they were like, nah, we'll do it for free. Just put us on your Instagram. So I did. It's free dental work. Oh, my God. Do you know how much a dentist costs? Literally, the last podcast I made, I bragged about how much money I'm earning because I can afford a 2-bedroom apartment. I mean, I can afford to take myself to the dentist. But when they're like, oh, chuck us a few Instagram stories and we'll clean your teeth for free. I was like, oh, absolutely. I've worked all my life for someone to say that. Oh, living the dream. Anyway, so 10 years it's been. Now, I self-proclaimed have really great teeth. So I didn't know what I was going to go into when I went in there. Now, about 3 weeks ago, I went in for like just a quick look. The the dentist had a look because I had some problems and my gums were bleeding. So they just wanted to come in, have a quick look. And just, it was like a consultation for what we need to do next. Because they thought my teeth were going to fall out. Because I hadn't been in so long. But I have grown teeth. So yesterday I went to the hygienist. This is Bond Street Dental. I better give them a shout out because I mean, they're doing it for free. In Melbourne. They're like the elite dentists. The elite dentists of Melbourne. What's the... I don't think that's what they call themselves. Hello. Do you have tooth deformities? Then come and see us at Bond Street. The Bond Street medical team will look after you. The sound the instruments make, it's like torture. It's terrifying. And I'm not scared of the dentist. So I went into the hygienist. And I know my teeth are foul. Like, my bottom teeth, like, if I have my mouth and I look at the back of my bottom teeth, they're brown. Like, it's disgusting. And I can tell they're it's all plaque. It's gross. So I knew there was work to be done. I just didn't realize how much there was until I got shown. So Prue was my hygienist's name. Lovely lady. She goes in, she says, oh, no, everything looks pretty good. And then she starts sort of with this machine. And I don't know what it does because I didn't really see it. But it makes the really high-pitched noise against your teeth. I think it's your teeth that are vibrating so hard it makes that noise. And it, like, just bangs the plaque off. There was a lot. There was actually so much. This is how much there was. My bottom teeth, right, were touching each other, right? It looked like they were sitting right next to each other, touching. No, they weren't. When she was finished, there was literally, I reckon, a millimetre gap. Millimetre? Maybe a millimetre, 2 millimetre gap between my teeth. That was filled with disgusting plaque. Now, if you don't know what plaque is, Google plaque removal on YouTube. It is so foul. Oh my God. And there's a gap in between my bottom teeth now. A visible gap. I can put my fingernail, almost a credit card, through the gap in my bottom teeth that did not exist. That I thought was just teeth. It wasn't. It was gross orange plaque. I don't know why I thought it was teeth. Anyway, she goes, do you want to see what we took out? I was like, yep. Most of it, she said, had been, because she had like a vacuum in my mouth and I was just getting sucked into the vacuum. She's like, oh, most of it went into the vacuum. It's like, oh, really? Most of it? As I looked down and saw it's like a handful of sand on a thing. I'm like, sorry, most of it went into the vacuum? What's that handful of sand on the thing here? She's like, no, that's the plaque. I was like, ugh. Oh my God, it's so disgusting. I was so ashamed. But I felt like just like a new person. I can't, anyway. And now my mouth feels all different. I don't know, a new mouth experience. Oh, hello, boys. Nothing. No, that won't have any effect. And then they said to me, because I thought that was all. They were like, there you go. And I was like, great, thank you so much. I'm going back in to do a video. Trish is becoming a dentist, which I'm really excited about. So you're going to see Trish as a dentist at Bond Street Medical. And then they're like, oh, what else do you want? Anything. Anything you want, you can have. I was like, oh my God, anything? Like, I can have anything and all I have to do is like an Instagram. Seriously? I'm like, yeah, come on in. Like, anything you want. The team are so lovely. And I was like, I would like a gold tooth with a diamond in it. And they were like, absolutely not having that. That's, damn it, because then I'd pull it out and sell it. And then I'd be like, oh, I lost my gold tooth. Can I have another one? Oh, another Instagram photo. Anyway, I thought, do I need white? Like, my teeth are so good. Like, they're so good and I don't want to do anything to them. And I don't, like, they do cosmetic work, but they do cosmetic work for people that really need cosmetic work. Like, whose teeth are, they're like, I don't, no, I won't say that. That's harsh. You know, like, teeth that are, like, some are dead and falling out. Or, you know, then, you know, yeah, like, they do veneer, like, they do everything. I'm really giving them bang for their buck and, but again, 10 years ago was the last time I went. So I remember the dentist 10 years ago. I would have been 21. It was very expensive. So I'm very grateful for them. I'm very transparent in my Instagram posts. Oh, sorry. I just boosted my mic level. Did I? I don't know. Anyway, I was like, what do I want? I don't need Invisalign. I don't need veneers. I was like, oh, maybe do I do some whitening? And so before I had the hygienist look at my teeth, I was like, yeah, let's do some whitening. So we're going through with the whitening. But after Prue was done with my teeth, I was like, oh my God, she cleaned all the orange off of them. They're basically white now. Do I need whitening? Like, yeah, I'll just come back in for some whitening anyway. So we're doing whitening as well. And I said to Jess, actually, I didn't say this. Jess said to me, don't worry, we're not like, you're not, because you know how some people get their teeth done and it's just like the light goes off but their teeth are still glowing? She's like, yeah, we don't do that. I was like, oh, really though? And then I looked at some of their photos. I was like, oh, okay. So can I get teeth that don't glow in the dark? She's like, yeah, none of our teeth glow in the dark. I was like, okay, that's a stretch. I'll believe it when I see it. So I'm doing whitening. And I think the whitening that you go in and do, because you know how Conor McGregor does high smile? Don't know if I'm allowed to mention high smile. No, I can mention high smile. You know how you put the thing in your mouth and it's a portable and it just like turns the blue light on? I really wanted to do it. I've always wanted to do a high smile. I feel like you're the epitome of an Instagram influencer when you're doing high smile, sort of a post. Hi, I'm wearing high smile. I just want to do high smile. I was like, do you have your own portable thing with like Bond Street on it that I can like take a photo of myself? Because for me, that was always the goal. Hi, I'm Christian and I would like to be an Instagram influenza. Oh my God, I can't say it. Not the disease, influencer. Do you know I just realized influenza and influenza are so similar and they're about the same. They just infect you and you hate it. Like, no one likes an Instagram influencer. Oh my God, this is so hard to say now. But there was a goal going in. When I had like 200 likes, I was like, I'm going to get to the level where I can do a high smile endorsement. That was always a goal and I haven't got there yet. But maybe I can get there with the Bond Street team. Wow, that was a great chat. Well done. Okay, how much did I earn from that? Oh, that's how much I earned from talking about... No, they're not paying me, I promise. They're just paying for my dental work, which is a lot of money. Oh, I'm not selling out. Actually, Christian, that is the definition of selling out. Do you know what's really funny about this? So I was brushing my teeth, I want to say a couple of months ago, and my gums bled, just profusely bled. And I didn't know why. I was like, oh my God, why are my gums suddenly bleeding? Then I get a message on Instagram from a friend of mine and was like, hi, so I go to this dentist in South Yarra and they're big fans of yours. They said, if you ever want to come in and get some dental work done, go and see them. So I was like, it's a sign. Like literally 2 days after finding blood just pouring out of my gum, I was like, this is the sign. The world has opened up. A dental clinic has offered to heal me of my ailments. And so I set up the initial appointment. They did all the x-rays and stuff. And then at the appointment, when she cleaned all the plaque out, my gums have stopped bleeding now. And I don't understand how a buildup of plaque caused my gums to bleed profusely. Literally overnight, 24 hours after having just a truckload of crap removed from my teeth, my gums stopped bleeding. And I wish I'd asked. I was like, well, what? Like, how? I don't... What was the build-up? Anyway. They really have got their money's worth, haven't they? Good old Bond Street Dental. Follow them on Instagram at... Where is their... I'll just go and have a look at one of my thousands of Instagram posts on them. Is that all I want to say? Oh, open for endorsements, guys. If you've got anything, throw my way. Here's the deal, right? I do feel a bit... I don't know why I feel ashamed. Because this is exactly what I've worked for. I've worked to build an audience where I can be like, I want free dental. Great, I'll do an Instagram post for you. My currency is posts. I've dreamt of this day. Why do I feel ashamed? Anyway, so I had a great story that I just totally blanked on. No, what was it? Oh, that's right. So the reason for me being so overwhelmed in the month of October, this month, is because July, August, a lot of things started happening for me where brands were coming to me, and they were all great brands, and I was like, yes, 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 yes. Tampons, I don't... Yeah, I'll just put the wig on to be Trish. Yes, I can... Yeah, I can do that. What are some other... Yes, I got a bank approach me. I had, like, gambling apps. And that's when I was like... gambling apps, no. Don't agree with gambling. Banks, well, right now, no great time for banks. Don't think I really should be spruiking some of the big four banks. That's a bit shit. And then, so, but I've said yes to a lot of them. And then I've realised I went to VidCon and then I was watching talks by YouTubers and they were like, I have brand integrity and I don't say yes to everything. And I was like, oh, wow, I don't have brand integrity and I say yes to everything. Money in the bank. Like nothing that I've... But all the brands that I've worked with have all been just fine. I'm working with Spotlight. I love Spotlight. I've made a Halloween outfit with them. We did some stuff with Giftbox for Father's Day. Like, nothing has been where I've sold my soul. And what's interesting is my paranoia is that every time I do something, you know, I'd partner with something, is that people would absolutely come down my throat. How dare you? Oh, like, I did one with Wings of Glory, right? Oh, chicken wings. Oh my god, yum. Fried wings, like, so on brand. But then the worry is that people are like, you're selling out. Well, gotta pay the bills. But I don't know how long can that excuse wear out for. So I said yes to a lot of these great opportunities, and now October, when they're all due and when I'm all supposed to have them done, I didn't do them in August or September, and so now I'm overwhelmed with so much work. Which, upon reflection on saying that, is really arrogant, and I should be very thankful that I have work. That's all I have to say on that. I don't know. I just wanted to complain. God, don't you hate it when so many people are throwing money at you? Like, oh my God. I'm starting to look at this podcast episode and go, this is probably going to do me more harm than it is good. But I think it's good to be honest. It's great to be honest. Okay? So, yeah. It's funny how earning money... And I hate calling myself an influencer. I think that's just a gross, wanky word. But as someone who makes funny videos, yes, oh, well, he said they were funny. Oh, I don't know about that. They're not that funny. You have this opportunity now. I've got this opportunity because I've built this audience that I've always wanted to have. I've built this audience. I've built it, right? As opposed to a television audience or a radio audience, which is built by a collection of shows and sort of strategies and plans, you know, booking contracts for The Simpsons or different shows to build a network and to have a big audience in order to sell the audience. Because that's what TV is. TV is a bunch of shows that people produce and make, and then the network divides them into three, gives you a bunch of ads, and they make money off that. And so now the opportunity has come for me to be able to, maybe not in such a blatantly obvious way, which is why I think a lot of people on social have to be so careful and so transparent when they do something, because I could easily make a video. For example, Coles Minis. You look at that and go, ooh, was he paid for that? I wasn't. But that's the grey line that you have that I have to be careful of, is that I have to be careful about talking about products, like, for example, Kit Kat Gold or Karen Milk. I'm not paid for any of those. But then something comes along and I am paid to endorse it or paid to talk about it. You have to be so open. If you're not open, and this goes to anyone online, if you don't, like, you tag them in it, you got to tag them. Not only do you have to tag them in it, this is what I've learnt, and I've learnt this from watching people get absolutely nailed in comments and in them trying to pretend to be authentic and real. I discovered this product on my own. I'm not paid for this. It's obvious that you are. And people are like, well, how do you know then? How, Christian, how can you tell? Oh, my God, go on to the wonderful world of the tea spill channels on YouTube. There's a beauty blogger who pretended to discover this amazing foundation sponge, and then she, a couple of days later, posted a link to buy it. No, or posted a link to buy it, and had bit.ly the link, but then when you expand the link and you read the long URL, her name's in the URL plus a thing that the company, the sponge company, can track sales from that URL she's given them. So it's clear that it's an endorsement. Oh, anyway, I don't know what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is there's come that time in my career trajectory where I have to make that, you know, like I've got quite a large, you know, 500,000 people on Facebook, 70,000 on YouTube, and now, not to toot my own horn, just hit 100,000 in Instagram. You know, I have this huge audience that I am now solely responsible for. Be it the TV channels are responsible. Now it's just me. So you've got to be careful and you've got to be really open. And I don't try and be really open. I am really open and honest about everything that I do and that I tag everything in paid for by or partnered with, which you can do on Facebook, YouTube and Instagram. So it's a blatant... I guess that's the hard part because it's not a blatant commercial. It's not a pause this video and now here's 30 seconds about Omo washing powder. Are you stuck and sick and tired of being in the kitchen? I don't know where that mock 1970s ad was coming from. This is just turning into a weird talk to people who don't do what I do. No one care. Well, do you care? I reckon you do. And that's my big fear because it can all come, like all my hard work can come undone really quickly. You know, it's and watching like YouTubers do stuff and they do like one really, really dumb thing and it's always the things that are really inauthentic or really racist. They do a really racist tweet. And it's like, well, you're a beauty guru. You don't make jokes. So you can't be like, I was trying to be funny. Well, that's not you, okay? Don't try and be funny. What partnerships have I got coming up? And then it feels weird to talk about it. Like, I feel very uncomfortable, and I don't know why. I shouldn't feel uncomfortable. I did stuff with Mentos. Ooh! I'm not allowed to say Mentos. It's Mentos. Yeah. Oh, God, I was pronouncing it wrong. Mentos. The little things with emojis on them. What else have I done? Spotlight, I'm doing Spotlight. That's by far like my favourite. Oh my God, I love Spotlight. I went to Spotlight the other day and I bought a whole bunch of Sculpey, which is like Fimo. You know, it's like coloured clay and then you bake it in the oven and I'm making Trish magnets with it. And I made my Halloween outfit with it. If you haven't seen that, that's on YouTube. I made a Coles Mini as a Halloween outfit, a bag of potato gems. It's so good. Oh my God, it's so good. What else? I complain about, oh my God, there's so much work coming in. Wow, Christian, you got 3 things on. God, your schedule just must be so full. What else did I have? I've had quite a few. And that's what makes me really excited about the potential of leaving my full-time job in about 12 months' time. Is that these sort of deals are happening and coming through. And then if I leave my full-time job, I can start doing like a proper, you know, a full tour of Australia. I can take the podcast around Australia because I'm going to have so much time. And then these sponsorship deals will be paying the bills and hopefully like a bit more, paying the mortgage, hopefully. Do I need to tell you what else I've done? Do you care? Let me just bring up a little. I have this list. This app, it's called Monday. This is not paid for, by the way. If you are running your own business or you're doing something, just YouTube an ad about the app. It's called Monday. You pay for it. You've got to pay for it. But it's so good. This is just where I list everything. Like, because I'm so time poor, God, this sounds like a proper paid endorsement. But this is not. I've listed everything, like I have to physically write down everything that I'm doing. Everything that's come in as a potential opportunity, I've got to write down. Amendments, just like I have to physically write everything down because I just forget stuff. If it's not written down, I forget it. Even emails, it'll be in my inbox, but it can't be read. It has to be unread. So So anything unread, I go, oh, I've got to read that. And if I read and go, oh, I'll do that later, I've got to mark it as unread. So it flags itself. And then I feel really uncomfortable. Oh, I did something for... oh, gosh. Yeah, there's a few things going up. Completed. Oh, my God, yeah, Star Wars. I did stuff for Star Wars. That was so long ago. Visit Canberra. I went, Canberra Tourism paid me to go around and do a whole thing on Canberra. I thought Canberra was going to be so, like, I just always had this perception that Canberra was boring because everyone who lives at Canberra goes, there's nothing to do. Yeah, there's nothing to do if you live there. If you're a tourist there, so much to do. Oh, yeah, my show tickets, obviously. Was that obvious? Show tickets that were given to me in exchange for me doing a post. I actually think that one wasn't as obvious because I didn't know who to... I could have done the Frontier, who's a touring... Anyway, yeah, sure, tickets were given to me. Ugh, well, that's awkward because I really don't think I really told you all that was given. Arnott's Barbecue Shapes. Yeah, I know. Anyway. Yeah. Everything's going great, FYI. So a lot of the money that's come in, I was saving so I can buy an apartment and not have to pay rent. And then I went, well, you idiot, you still got to pay a mortgage. That is true. Damn it. And then, so when I was like, oh, actually, I forgot I still have to pay a mortgage. I was like, oh, I'm just going to spend a bit of that money. And then I started buying a lot of merch. Oh, Christian, did you go overboard with the merch? Absolutely, I did. So I ordered the phone grips, which are like little, the young kids call them pop sockets. But what is that? That doesn't, a phone grip at least, you grip your phone with it. It's a little pop-up thing on the back of the phone where you can pinch with two fingers and it's quite good. And then I ordered that because that was all the rage, right? And then I sold like 180 of them. And then I went, I'd ordered 600, sold 180 and went, there's a demand! And ordered 1,000 more. Nah, I haven't sold any more. I just got a little bit ahead of myself and I've ordered a lot and sales have stopped. But that's a great lesson. That's fine. I might just... don't know. I'll give them away. Available, christianhull.com.au. And then I ordered for the show, for the tour coming up, I've ordered some pink tote bags with the Complete Drivel logo on them. They're nice. Been selling those too. And then I ordered key rings with Trish on them and key rings with the Complete Drivel logo for the tour. And it turns out the key rings for the tour got lost in translation and that order didn't get placed. So I don't think they will get to me in time to take them with me on tour, even though I've already paid for them and I've politely been talking. I got the email. This is the email I got. Hi, Christian. Your order got lost in our orders team. What date do you need them by? And I was like, oh, my God. What do you mean? You've had it for a month. 1 month. Because I followed up with it. Because I was like, hey, you said you'd get back to me when the order was, like, dispatched. It's been a month. And I'm like, oh, well, it got lost. Okay, well, mistakes happen, but I really need it here by the 22nd of November. And I sent them an email, and they were like, no, I'm not sure we can get it in that in time. So, okay, it'll come to you after your tour. God, I'm not going to sell this shitty key ring after the tour. No one wants a Complete Drivel key ring after the show. The plan is, during the show, I get them all hyped up. This is merch you could never get anywhere else. Yes! It's a key ring made from cheap shit. I'm going to charge you $15 for it. I'm not. $10. Which I still think is so overpriced. No one's going to pay. No one's going to pay $5 for it after the show. The hype will die down and they'll go home and they'll forget about it. So I can't spruik my goddamn key ring on it. I wanted a key ring that just said, oh, I can't say that word. It was another word for the vagin. Yeah. All right. God, are these podcasts getting less and less funnier? I'm just realizing that they're just... like, there's a limit, I think, to how much I can bitch and moan. Like, when I record the podcast, they're separated by days, sometimes weeks. Right? But then when you listen back to them, you listen back to a couple at a time, just consecutively. 1, 2, 3, 4. And they're all the same. I will tell the same story. I will have a bitch and a moan. And then I'm like, oh, my life is so difficult in my 2-bedroom apartment. God, I'm making so many sponsorship deals. Oh, I hate my life. I'm so overwhelmed. If I was to listen to this shit from some little tubby gay guy who has no responsibilities, I would feel not an ounce of sympathy. Yet here I am demanding, I'm literally asking you to pity me. And you probably have kids. And I just like, mate, you have no energy to pity. You have no pity energy. But look, just FYI, I think you should pity me. Like, you know, it's really tough. What a wanker. What an arrogant shit. And I've also been trying to work out what I'm going to do for this podcast tour coming up. So if you're not sure, if this is the first time you listen to one of these, and you've gotten 36 minutes in already, if this is the first podcast you've ever listened to and you've gotten to this mark, oh my God, I'm honoured that you've been on this journey with me for the last 36 minutes, because this is a bad episode. Actually, I don't even think it's a bad episode. I think all episodes are pretty shit. But I'm doing a show. I'm doing a couple of shows in Sydney, one in Brisbane, one in Melbourne, and they're live podcasts. And obviously, I'm not going to just sit on stage and be like, I'm putting in effort. So I've come up with, actually, should I tell you or should it be a surprise? I feel like 1% of you are coming. Because you're like, I get this for free. Why do I want to come to your show? Like, your podcast's a filler. Or as my brother's practically wife. I mean, they've been together for 9 years. Should I mention her by name? She'll be listening, I think. I don't think she'll get 36 minutes in, though. Jenny, hi. She'll be asleep right now. So I help her get to sleep. I am so dull and boring that she falls asleep to my podcasts, according to my brother. And then she's not the only one. I think a lot of people like to fall asleep because my voice is so just, it's just like that naggy tone that you can just like, you know, that monotonous naggy tone. That's what I've got. And then my brother tells this really funny story about you, Jenny. It's so funny. So Tim has diagnosed Jenny with, what did I write it down? Sleep pride. This is so great. So sorry to throw you under the bus here, Jen. Jenny has the ability to fall asleep anywhere, anytime, according to Tim, which I hate. If anyone has the ability to fall asleep anywhere, anytime, I'm so jealous. It takes me an hour and a half when I'm in bed to fall asleep. But Jenny can just fall asleep, right? But she won't ever. This is, okay, again, this is according to Tim. Keep the peace, Christian. She can fall asleep, but then when Tim catches her and goes, Jenny, and she wakes up, she will deny the fact that she was sleeping. Like, no, I wasn't sleeping. I was just a long blink. It's really funny the way he says it. I haven't given Jenny a chance to talk to me about her sleep pride. He calls it sleep pride. Like, she'll be watching an iPad in bed, watching something, and just fall asleep, and then Tim goes, she'll wake up. Like, normally, like, I wake up by screaming. Like, I take a quick influx of breath and I jolt when someone tries to wake me up. But Jenny wakes up, like, so still. Like, literally, all that happens is her eyes open. She doesn't move a muscle and her eyes open. And Tim reckons it's because she's like, I don't want people to know that I was sleeping, so I won't move or anything. I'll just open my eyes and pretend like I was holding this position whilst awake. And I just think that's so great. Jen. Oh, Jen, you were sleeping. No. Oh, you had your eyes closed for half an hour. What were you doing? I was consuming this TV show with my eyes closed. What happened? Oh, it was just some things, but I was definitely awake. Were you, Jen? Oh, I love Jenny. Okay, that's all. I've really waffled on for a long period of time about mostly shit. Yeah, feel free. If you want to follow me from this podcast, that's fine. I completely understand. Should I sing us out? Let's do. I wish you could do shuffle on every bit of music ever on Spotify. Let's go. Should we do something from the 1970s? 1975. Oh, no, that's a band. How do you go to playlists? Just go to playlists. Okay. You Can Make Me Dance. Okay, that does not sound like something where I'm dancing. Hits from the 1970s. Here we go. And shuffled. Okay, what's this one? Oh my god. You will never, never, never know me. What a great song. You don't know me by now. You will never, never, never know me. What a poignant way to end this one, where I really talk about my struggles. Don't you know... I'll talk about my struggles while this sad music plays over the top. Oh my god, this will be so funny because my struggles are so privileged white boy struggles. Okay. I just wish that I didn't have so many sponsored deals, and I wish I just didn't have so much money being thrown at me. Never, never know me. I just really hate living in a really big apartment, and I just don't know what to do with my second bedroom. I just don't, what do I do with my second bedroom and my second bathroom? Like, it's just so much space. Here we go. If you don't know me by now, you will never, never, never know me. I just wish I didn't have so much money and that I had to cook for myself and I didn't have the opportunity to order Uber Eats because I live in the inner city. Every day I can order food and it's delivered to my door. Trying to think of other really privileged things. But I'm so privileged that, like, classic privileged things aren't a privilege in my mind. I'm like, having a working fridge, that's a necessity that everyone has. Not people in third world countries. Okay, I think we'll finish there. That was very therapeutic. I want to listen back to me whinging about my privilege. God, it's hard being privileged, guys.